the perfect commercial created for local or national radio? Then look no further than FantasticVoiceovers.com. That's FantasticVoiceovers.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. We've got massive Iran news, huge Rand Paul news, very important news on the rise of China, on the economy, and a new virus much more deadly than Lyme's disease. And folks, my dad got bit by a tick and got sick from that. I've had family that's almost been killed by it. I mean, I'm scared of Lyme's disease, and that's a bioweapon. So we're going to give you the rest of the story on Lyme's disease coming up. And we've got several reports by John Bound and others that are excellent we're going to get to as well. But right now, I apologize for not going to the callers. Chris, Rod, Thomas, Ryan, Tim. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go to you, have you make your point, ask your question, or disagree with me, or whatever it's going to be. Wide open phones. We're going to move to the next person. Chris in North Carolina, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's good to hear from you guys.
Yeah, you've got a phone problem there. Maybe our phone system again today. We had one yesterday. Can you speak right at your telephone, Chris?
Can you hear me right now?
Let's put him on hold and see if that's our phone system. Let's go ahead and talk. Maybe we should just suspend calls from now on or take them on our end. Rod in California. Let's see if that was Chris's phone or our system. Go ahead, Rod.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's the GCN system. All right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to our backup system. And it's funny, in this new studio, I haven't moved our phone numbers in here. I don't use our backup enough to remember it. So do me a favor. Run that in there and hang that up, and let's fire up the phone system in that studio, and there'll be more than one way to skin a cat. It's not John Harmon's fault up at the network. He does a great job. You know, John Harmon is vestigial, but a very important vestigial part of the operation. Going back, I think, 14, 15 years, John Harmon's worked here. And he's actually now a manager and an executive up at the GCN Radio Network that does a great job. By vestigial, I did this radio show out of my house for many years, like a remote. And so then I would say, go to the calls, and Harmon would sit there on a chat screen and tell me who the callers were, then he would air the calls. We can do the calls here. It's just that I like Harmon being there, and he does it. And it's a little bit different. Most talk show hosts have the control box right in front of them and actually do that. And I have the capability to do that myself, but I do things a little bit different. In fact, you could say I do things a little bit of a cockamamie way because I got used to doing the show like a remote for so many years. I did it out of my house. From 99 to about 2004, 2003. Before that, I was in different radio stations. And so that's where that stands. But we'll get that GCN Radio Network system up, and they'll probably have to reboot it. We need to start testing it for the show. We can just do it right here on air the way we do things. But we will take your phone calls today. And as I said, we will fire up the phone system in here, and we will let Rod and Chris and Tom and Ryan and Tim and everybody else have their first shot in on the phone system. So please don't call until they've been able to get in on the line, and we'll open the phones up that way here today. But like I said, we have got a lot of news to cover as well. We're going to look at the different criminal operations of the IRS with a former top insider, a criminal investigator with the Treasury Department, the guy that, you know, had the IRS SWAT teams. And, of course, sometimes they were SWAT teaming the mafia and the rest of it, but the media always phrases it like, if they're raiding you, you must be a criminal. Well, now it's more and more mainstream news and cannot be hidden what's really going on. And what's really going on is the IRS is just an arbitrary criminal organization who doesn't even collect money to even pay off the debt now. It's simply to control the economy selectively, to have a reign of terror over people. From Switzerland to Australia, people are now having to pay to put money in the bank because the globalists print so much currency that it loses value. But at the same time, it's hard to get a loan, and the IRS will come after you over a few dollars. And it's again, it's not about funding the government. They have unlimited fake treasury bills and all the rest of it. It's about squeezing the little guy out and destroying an independent, free, open economy. I'm Alex Jones, dedicated to overthrowing the tyrannical system, lifting the veil, and breaking the trance and getting folks out of the matrix.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the Genesis phone system is having some hiccups today. That happens a couple times a year. And it happened yesterday, it's happening today. So we're going to be on the in-house system here in Austin, Texas. And that number is 877-789-ALEX. It's the number you call on Sundays for the shows 100% produced here in Austin, Texas. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. And it's on any subject you want to raise or talk about that we've already gotten into in the first hour. And we already covered a lot of it. The VA, quote, makes little headway in fight to shorten waits for care. They were ordered to put people on no treat list as part of eugenics and bioethics. The decision is made not to give them the care to set that precedent. The VA are the ones running it. Of course they haven't fixed it because it isn't broken. We can talk about that. CDC, U.S. heroin deaths nearly triple in 3 years. They blame Mexico. When you can go to Interpol or NATO and they admit 93% of it's coming out of Afghanistan, worldwide. Just a lie from the White House, preying on a stupid public. Unbelievable. Jamie Dimon warns next crisis could see more volatile markets. Oh, that's the head of J.P. Morgan Chase at the top of the New World Order with Goldman Sachs. I mean, you don't get higher up on the pyramid of these parasites. This is like a fox telling the farmer, you know, there may be a weasel or a fox or something that's going to go in your hen house and eat your hens. I mean, yeah. This is like Hitler saying, you know, we might actually invade some countries or kill some people. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Saudi Arabia to borrow to finance soaring deficit. They're one of the biggest oil producers in the world, second biggest. They have sweet crude that they get it out of the ground for like $5 a barrel and then are able to refine it for something like $12 a barrel. It cost Venezuela $102 a barrel, the U.S. something like $75 a barrel last time I checked, and they can't even run in the black. Oops, I was just racist. Let me stop right there, and then I'm going to play a special report and go to your phone calls. I have an article here in my stack that when I read it this morning, I had to read it three times to even make sense of it. You know the little emoticons or whatever you call them? They're called something else when it's an Apple-based system.
Emoji.
Emojis, the little smiley faces, the little, if I want to meet friends after work for a beer every once in a while, I'll send them a, you know, emoji or emoticon, whatever they're called, of a beer. If I want to go fishing, I'll send my buddy a shot of a kayak and a fishing pole. I haven't done that in like 3 years. I need to go out and have some fun. Then I'll be harassed by the lake police, though, if I try. The country's gone. I'm sorry. Excuse me. But the border's wide open, right? Clorox apologizes to leaked tweet after racial uproar. This is how politically correct and mentally ill the general public is. Clorox complained that out of hundreds of these symbols on the new iOS 8.3 for iPhones and Apple systems, in the chat and text systems, that Clorox wasn't an icon of hundreds of other products that are listed. Because now they're listing products. And because it was white, they're claiming it's some type of racial code. And guess what? They did the right political correct thing. They apologized. Brown bags in Seattle are racist. No one ever said they were connected to racism. No one ever said they were a symbol of bringing your own lunch. Because a brown bag is strong paper that's flexible, lightweight, and inexpensive. It's untreated paper, which makes it weak and makes it more expensive. Unbleached. So bleached paper is racist. Unbleached paper is racist. Saying I want Chinese food is racist. Saying I went to the Chinese New Year fireworks display in New York is racist. Got to say Lunar New Year. In Europe, they've changed the names of more than 20 species with black in the name for birds. Black owl, black warbler, black lark, black starling. You know why they're called black? Because they're black. You know, when you say a red bird, a cardinal, it's not because you're racist against the color red. The bird's red, folks. The male of the species is red. That's when I go down to the Gulf with my son and catch red fish. It's just a red drum. Baby, we're calling it red because it's red. And we catch a black drum, we're calling it a black drum because it's black. This is how mentally ill. See, we all know how to obsess over paper bags and Clorox, but not 51 to 52% of black people never being born. Or Planned Parenthood giving awards to Hitler and getting awards. My head is literally spinning at this point. And I read this article and I kept looking, where's the tweet? Where's the bag? And it was just like, hey, Clorox ought to get added to all these products. We want to be an icon. Taco Bell launched a similar but less controversial campaign earlier this year in an attempt to rally support for taco symbols in the Apple emoji lexicon. And then it goes, so you have campaigns to get your symbol listed. Like, I guess the Groucho Marx nose and glasses means I'm going in disguise. Come to the Groucho Marx glasses nose party.
McDonald's has an emoji.
McDonald's has an emoji.
A skull.
Is it a skull?
I'm being facetious.
Well, don't be racist against skulls. In fact, we were talking about radiation yesterday in the studio during a break, and I said, you know, don't talk bad about the Fukushima radiation. You're discriminating against radiation. You're a racist. The finalists include racially diverse emoji faces, zipper mouth face, prayer beads, a cricket bat, and a taco. Well, everybody knows a taco's racist. All over the country, universities, if you don't believe me, just look it up, have banned fraternities having fiesta parties because someone might get offended that people are drinking tequila, drinking beer, wearing sombreros, and having a taco bar. And again, when I had tacos that I made for my children last week, and then I made chicken fajitas, it wasn't because I wanted tacos and chicken fajitas and guacamole, getting hungry. It was racist. So see, symbols are now inherently racist and evil and must be banned. But if you're the UN killing whole African tribes to force you off your land for a UN treaty, it's in the New York Times and AOK. See, that's how sick these people are and how you don't learn in college or school how to get a job or how to be productive or how to be socially responsible for real issues. You learn how to obsess on everything and be offended and stay in your little group. This is mass mental illness. All right. We got our phone system up. We got your calls on the board. And I just want to make sure, guys, that we go to the folks that were originally holding before I go to the others that we transferred over from the Genesis phone system. Rod in California, thanks for calling in and being with us. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, brother.
Excellent. So yesterday you were talking about House of Cards, and I had a thought. We're an egalitarian species. We're mesmerized by the myth of authority. And as egalitarians, we don't really recognize authority, but only really persuasion. And what really stuck with me yesterday is you said that there's a metaphysical rule that says they have to tell us what they're doing. And I think that's because we're egalitarian and we have to give our permission. So like the Lone Gunman, episode one, that was them getting America's passive permission for 9/11. So my question for you is, for 3,000 years or so, God has had the opportunity to persuade mankind towards kindness and love. And now we have guys like Frank Underwood and Raymond Reddington, who are these, excuse me, affable, lovable sociopaths who commit purely evil acts. It's for love, so it's okay. So what I'm posing is...
Yes, they're inverting reality. They're teaching us evil for good is good. The Ring of Mordor is good, but it isn't. It is forged in evil and will always do greater acts of evil that will hurt innocents.
Well, what my question is do you think that these characters are the literary embodiment of the devil getting his day in the court of public opinion?
Absolutely. That's how it works. That's why the truth is out in the open. Absolutely. And so people are being given their metaphysical choice. You're absolutely right.
And I also wanted to say congratulations on all your hard work working out, man. I've been doing a lot of working out, drinking the Tangy Tangerine, and that's hard work. So you're doing good, man. Keep it up.
Well, God bless you, brother. I still eat too much and... you know, work late hours and do a lot of things that are bad for my body. I mean, this new promotion we're doing is just the truth. It isn't that I look like, you know, some beach model, beach boy or something. It's just that I gained 99 pounds and I've lost 65 pounds or so. And I got another 20 or 30 to go. And those are the hardest to go. And I just show people how I was in great shape, how I got in Jabba of the Hutt shape. And now how I'm kind of like Jabba on a diet. And it's these products, because I've been doing the same amount of working out. In fact, 3 years ago, I really went hard. I was swimming 2 miles almost every morning. I used to come in here at about 10 a.m., dripping wet, and take a shower, and then get dressed for the show. Because everybody used to see me come in rolling right at 10 in swim trunks, even in the winter. And all that happened was my muscles got bigger, and the fat stayed on me. Then I tried jogging, but I'm too old and too fat. It was hurting my knees and weightlifting. And now I just do weightlifting with high repetitions in a basic circuit and do elliptical about 5-6 days a week for about 45 minutes. and I'm doing less exercise and have lost more weight, and it's all from the InfoWarsLife.com products, period. That's what hormonally, clearly changed me, the things I needed, and you've heard the reviews. It works like a charm. I don't want to go into a plug. We got free shipping on the Alex Challenge Pack at InfoWarsLife.com, the three products that made it possible. But enough about that. I'm going to John and others straight ahead. Stay with us.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. All right. right, let's go back to your phone calls here on the Alex Jones broadcast. I'm going to go through 10 or so, and then I'm going to play the special report from John Bound that's really powerful. Then we're going to continue with your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest here? I guess that'd be Thomas in West Texas. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling, brother. What's on your mind of this plethora of stories?
Well, one, I want to thank you for helping break the chains that were around my mind. And then when you're awake, you talk to the federal citizenry, and it's just ridiculous. It's insane. It's like I'm watching a Looney Tunes show or something.
And it's getting more and more insane. It's getting crazier.
It is, but I think it's also helping to speed up everyone to wake up to see what's really going on. But the reason for my call is I'm in my truck all day, and I listen to a lot of talk radio, and there's a show that comes on before yours, and his name's Gwen Fulley. And yesterday he had a guy on that he put up as his friend and all this stuff, and he says, you know, I kind of like Rand Paul, but what worries me is like father, like son. And Ron Paul, he's just a fascist. And so that's what worries me about Rand.
Well, I don't know who this local talk show is. And, of course, we don't really screen the calls. We should ask what affiliate people are listening to. You say it's on the same station as I am. What station are you listening to us on right now?
It's supposed to be conservative radio. His name is Lynn Woolley.
No, I know. But I mean, what station are you listening to me on?
Oh, I use your internet radio.
Okay. So you're listening to another local show. Well, look, most talk show hosts just try to do what's safe and try to play along with the narrative. And that's an old narrative from CNN and Fox from when Ron Paul first ran for president, back when Obama went for his first term as well. When they would say Ron Paul's people are planning what they call a money bomb to blow up the Capitol, knowing their audiences were ignorant, didn't know what a money bomb was, a fundraiser. And Ron Paul's a racist, and just all this other made-up garbage to then get the so-called right-wing attacking the proto-Tea Party that Ron Paul started. When they couldn't destroy it, they just tried to then co-opt it. But the only problem with Rand Paul is he isn't enough like his dad. But he is more presidential in that he's moderated, at least from the establishment's perspective. But they're still going to go after him. But to call Ron Paul a fascist when he is a classical liberal, he's the diametrical opposite by every historical yardstick of the two major parties. And so that's what I would expect from mainline neocon radio, is that that's what they do. I mean, Fox News is attacking Rand Paul right now. They've been real nice to him until now because they know their constituent viewers like Rand Paul. But now the knife's coming out because they're too close to the election, and they can't have him in there. So that's what they're doing. There should be a major backlash against Fox News and others for trying to misrepresent what Rand Paul really stands for. Anything else, sir?
And I challenged, yes, sir, I called in, and I challenged both of them to listen to Rand Paul's farewell speech to Congress and tell me what in that speech was fascist. And he just redirected and starts talking about that Rand Paul is pro-choice and that he's in for abortion and he likes abortion.
Yeah, see, again, they have the left and right attacking him. He's not pro-abortion. He's like his dad. It's a state issue. It should be done by the states, as all major medical laws should. We shouldn't have a federal system over health care. We shouldn't have Obamacare. And he is fundamentally against partial birth abortion and fundamentally against state funding of abortion. And if you get down to his core values, and they know it, he really is for the abolition of abortion. But he is playing politics on this issue because I think he's got advisors that think that by going along some of the system, he's going to win. No, they're going to misrepresent everything he does, so he might as well double down and go, yes, I'm a flaming Americana constitutionalist libertarian. And people will love him, including the real left out there that are sick of the Democratic Party. People want someone real. They don't want to totally even agree with someone. They want someone that will do what they say they were going to do. I appreciate your call. And look, Rand Paul is not perfect, but I know I can trust him. He's a good guy, and he does what he says he'll do. And the system knows that, so they hate his guts. This is not rocket science, people. When the Republicans meet in secret and the Democrats meet in secret, it's leaked more than 20 times the last few years. They're talking about the Tea Party and Rand Paul and how to destroy us. I mean, the White House runs Media Matters. They attack me every day, folks. That's the White House. Why? Because I got their criminal number. And if people start listening, it's over for them. They know.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
I knew too much, and that does make me crazy.
I just knew too much.
Alex Jones is crazy. InfoWars is crazy. Joe Biggs is crazy. Jakari Jackson is crazy. Does that make me crazy? Possibly. In the kingdom of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. There's another parable. I forget who said it or what culture it came from. Is that the wise king woke up one day and a wicked witch had poisoned the well and turned everybody in the kingdom there around the palace evil. So the wise king went and drank from the well and became evil and joined them. And used to, I'd hear that parable and think, that's really evil. I don't agree with that, but I kind of get it. God wants you hot or cold, not lukewarm. And America has become as lukewarm as monkey vomit. People think they're safe not having an opinion or just sitting there like a deer in the headlights, and that's what's gotten us the point we're at now. And I, as I've said 1,000 times, I'm here to get people out of their trance. It doesn't mean you've got to see the world the way I see it. It doesn't mean you've got to agree with everything I say. It doesn't mean I have all the answers. It doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes. It means look around you. Things are not like they're telling us. Or a lot of times they're going, there's no global government. There's no corporate fascism. And then they'll have another report by the same reporter going, global government's the answer. It's like when the foreign editor, I think it was like 6 years ago, yeah, because it's in the Obama deception, the article, the foreign editor of the Financial Times of London, one of the most prestigious newspapers in the world, where they have a lot of between-the-lines reporting telling you what's going on, he had an article called And Now for World Government. And he said, yeah, the Bilderberg Group did covertly found the EU, and we are totalitarian, we are autocratic, we are technocratic, he used those words, and we're taking over. And we know best. And the fact that we're in control shows that we should be in control. I've had billionaires try to get me to join the globalist and give me that exact speech. It's an elitism club. Most people go, wow, I'm part of the elitism club? I get a 20-room mansion and a private jet and 3 mistresses and 3 Ferraris? I'll sell out anybody you want. You mean I get to hang around with you guys? But see, most people sell out for almost nothing. And then when the whole culture sells out, it's like the porn industry. Porn actresses really were stars in the sense of making millions of dollars 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Now, prostitutes in major cities make more than women that are stars in porn. Wall Street Journal, look it up. Because women went in huge gluts and got into porn until it was worth less than dirt. And you devalued yourself. So all you sellouts out there think you're selling out to the New World Order and you're getting so much power out of it. You're not. You're getting enslavement. So the whole age of selling out and getting something for it is coming to an end. And the elites have created such a destabilized world, they're having to build armored keeps, armored fortresses, armored redoubts, armored getaways, armored safe houses from northern Canada to the Ozarks in Missouri to New Zealand with secret airfields. They have helicopter pads and they have airfields. This is in the news. That are camouflaged. And they admit they're digging in for total collapse. Wow, great job. You took over, and now you're not safe. Wonderful, 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 wonderful world you're building. And the public has greased the skids for these kleptocrats to take over. Because there isn't really a master plan. Sure, there's a global master plan to have a global one world currency for these central banks, but they're already in control. But there isn't a master plan when it comes down to the rubber meeting the road for this actually to work. And no amount of computerized brainwashing and cultural rot and surveillance is going to glue this thing together. It isn't going to work. It's going to fall on its face, just like every other dictatorial group in history that thinks they're invincible ends up bringing everything down. You people are a bunch of degenerate criminal psychopaths and sociopaths that couldn't run a hot dog stand. All you can do is festoon yourselves in fancy outfits and put out PR garbage like it's totally legal and well thought out and reasoned and common sense what we're doing with the borders. How dare a judge say we can't? Meanwhile, NORAD Aerospace Command is moving back into the underground bunkers again. All right, I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm ranting. I am out of control today. We're in danger, is what I'm trying to explain to everybody. And we haven't gone through cultural crises like our ancestors did, so we think we're invincible. We don't have any cellular memory in this generation, in the last few, in the average person, of real crisis. And so we think we're safe, and we're not. Who's up next here? I'm going to go to Tim in Canada. Tim, you're on the air from Canada. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. And first of all, thank you for all the things that you do for us, because we're all suffering here, you know?
Well, and, I know this. We're certainly being screwed over. And I know the unborn children are suffering. I know the American or Canadian workers are suffering. And I know it's getting worse by design as they build a world, in their words, not for humans. I mean, how creepy is that? Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, that's okay, Alex. I'm just completely tired of the scam and how it's just making all the people getting laid off now in Fort Mac because they're all suffering because of all the oil scams. And anyway, Alex, I just want to make 3 points. The Canadian economy and like how we are doing, and the Myland Sheathy and how we are getting nailed by the video games, energy drinks, and how it's affecting us, the loss of passion, not feeling so amplified with our emotions, and obsessive-compulsive disorder that can come out of that, and how people just all of a sudden from stress, boom, next day OCD. And that's what happened to me. And this doctor, she really helped me with that. And I'm just sick of we're getting biologically, we're getting nailed, Alex.
Absolutely. All the statistics show it, that we're being killed in this modern society, that we're becoming diseased, mentally ill. We're being screwed over. It's unnatural. It's being done by design. Tim, thank you. Look, here's a microcosm, war. Every psychological study for hundreds of years shows if you believe a war is righteous and good, then you don't commit suicide, you're proud of what you've done, you don't have a lot of problems from even serious combat. But if you don't think a war was justified, you will have all sorts of problems and disintegrate. Well, the general public doesn't have any morals or has been taught not to have them, and so we're a rudderless society, so things are degenerating. And that's done as a psychological warfare virus. It's like a virus in a computer to destabilize us. Let's talk to Ryan in Pennsylvania. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to send a message out. I see it all the time, these people on Twitter that troll you and your website. Of course, it's always some ad hominem straw man attack with no evidence. Look, people say all the time that you're the only guy doing this, but you're not. I mean, there are people out there like Richard Groves, Stefan Molyneux, Mark Passio, John Taylor Gatto, Anthony Sutton, hundreds of people out there that are doing what you're doing. Alex isn't the only guy out there. All right. This is a big movement. So you people need to wake up and actually start reading stuff instead of trying to just destroy a guy who's fighting for freedom and liberty.
Well, it's beyond that. It's a megaphone effect, an amplifying effect that Cass Sunstein wrote about 8 years ago, and then again 7 years ago. The White House regulations are they have admitted bots, but also real people that go out and get a discussion going, making up these memes to get us all infighting with each other. And so it's simple disinformation. More and more people, though, see the level of attack we're under and realize that that's because we're doing a good job. But you're absolutely right. There have been hundreds of super prominent people fighting this, tens of thousands of prominent, and millions of somewhat active folks fighting it. They had Barney Miller shows in 1981 making fun of people that believed in a trilateral commission takeover plan. I mean, I'm nobody. I didn't come up with any of this. I'm going off what the globalists have openly said they're doing. And so you're absolutely right. But listen, brother, most of the people you see attacking us are either government or corporate operatives or are a computer bot, this is all admitted, or are desperate and feel powerless. They don't feel like they can fight the tyranny of the globalists. So to say they're morally better than me is like giving themselves a general uniform or something. It's like claiming they beat up Mike Tyson in his prime, even though they didn't. It's like claiming they are holier than thou. Oh, Alex is CIA, or Alex works for Israel, or Alex works for the Vatican, or Alex works for the space aliens, or Alex works for the whatever. That's really a way to feel good about yourself. Most of the people that attack me who are not government operatives do it because they already are awake, and so they just go one level further saying, there's no way we can win, everything's controlled, and Alex Jones is controlled. Well, that's where the big breakdown happens, and God bless you, Ryan. I appreciate your call and bringing that point up. They don't believe in human power. They may know about the globalist conspiracy. They may know about the eugenicist plan. They know about the Federal Reserve being private. But they don't like their neighbors. They're parasitic. And they don't like believing in other people. And they don't like believing that we could get out of this. I'm a fan of humanity. I believe in humanity. I know we can go to the stars. I admire humans. And that's why when I see a white human, a black human, skin color, whatever, angry at each other just over race, that's an artificial uniform projection that's been put out there to distract us from all the real issues of how we're all being screwed over. And it's because we have a message of unity, of liberty, of freedom, of common sense, and of pulling down lies. People that have bought into the lies don't like hearing, that's another group, don't like hearing that they're wrong and don't like hearing that there's a problem. And so they're going to say, no, there isn't a problem, and that guy's a liar. But those people never counted anyways. I mean, someone that's going to complain about folks trying to fix things, somebody who's going to complain about someone who has a track record of getting things done and taking action against tyranny and defending the individual every time and standing up for the underdog. People that are going to attack someone rallying humanity were never going to help us to begin with. Haters are going to hate everybody. I only hate those that are oppressing the innocent and running scams and creating monopolies and suppressing human development and renaissance. I like seeing people that are wealthy from their own work. I like seeing people that are successful from their own sweat. I like seeing people that want to take action. What you've got is a lazy malaise in this world with people living off the work of our ancestors who then want to sit around and claim that they are the highest, greatest example of the liberty movement by running other people down. Thank God I'm not one of those twisted individuals. And I'll tell you, the older I get, the more I can't run people down and don't like doing it. And I think it's an immaturity thing to just randomly run people down. I mean, I wouldn't say something about somebody unless I know it. I mean, John Boehner has been involved going back into the 90s in what I believe is criminal lobbying operations and selling out the liberty movement over and over again, and will not get rid of Obamacare and will not defend our borders and will not go after Lois Lerner, and he is aiding and abetting treason. And I say it, I stand by it, because he's convicted himself. But unless something's open and shut, I don't sit there and say it. But let me tell you, world governments open and shut, global tyranny is open and shut. It's going on. Fluoride in the water to brain damage us and lower our fertility, it's a fact. And I get angry that we got stinking, criminal, parasitic government up there making us pay to put stuff in the water that makes our teeth fall apart and gives us bone cancer, makes your teeth fracture, lowers your IQ, gives you diabetes. Look up the studies. I'm not a violent person, but I'll tell you what. If people went after the companies that sell the fluoride and lobby to put it in the water and did stuff to them, I'd say I think violence is the wrong approach, but you know what? You get what you sow. What comes around goes around. Things like that. But just to randomly, because a white cop shoots a black person, go out and kill some random whites, or vice versa. No, that's not justice. That's not justice at all. I don't want any harm to happen to David Rockefeller because I don't turn him into a martyr or Bezygna Brzezinski or Henry Kissinger or Obama or any of these people. But you know what? They are criminals. They deserve to be in prison. But you know what? Vengeance belongs to God. But, you know, God uses people and countries and individuals as vengeance. So many times the tools of God's vengeance are us. So if we'll just pray that we see the truth and God give us discernment no matter what that truth is, and if we simply pray that God set us on the path to fight tyranny, God is a free will entity that created this entire dimension and everything around it. And whether God exists or not, metaphysically, you have to, with your free will, say that you want something before the opportunity even arrives. And if you ask God for discernment, if you ask God for aid in a good goal, in a real quest, then God will send the aid. But if you sat there and pushed fluoride on people for 30 years as a mayor, and then your granddaughter gets bone cancer and you pray to God to heal her, you know what? I don't think God's going to heal your granddaughter. I think your granddaughter's going to die. But in my spirit, I know if you've been fighting against the tyranny for 20 years, I think your granddaughter might get better. That's how God really works. We'll be back. Stay with us.
This hour of GCN brought to you by Lizzig. Kick some ash with Lizzig's high-quality e-cig kits and e-juices. Like us on Facebook for a 10% discount. Call 870-525-1440 or visit Lizzig.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Federal agents, we are armed!
We have to stand up for truth.
the things that's wrong. Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it on? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew?
Joe in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. How may I serve you today?
Thanks for having me on the show, Alex.
Thank you.
I want to talk about Rand Paul. I think that we have a great opportunity to really make some huge changes in supporting, you know, someone that can really change the country, and that would probably be either Ted Cruz or Rand Paul. And I think that we all have a duty to take some action and tie towards his campaign. And I think that we can all commit, you know, regardless of who we think is the right one to do the job, to, you know, putting out $300, $500, $1,000, or if we have a business, maybe a couple thousand. But Hillary said that she made an error last time around because she put a bunch of her money in towards the general election instead of the primary. And the primary is where these guys really need a lot of support. And I think that it'd just be so amazing if we could all commit to making some good headway.
Well, that's right. And Reuters is reporting that Rand Paul is leading and is up in different key states. Rand Paul up, Clinton down in 2016 presidential poll. And that's why they're all attacking him. And then I hear this libertarian purist movement out there saying, you know what? I don't think he's perfect. And so I'm not going to support him. Or, oh, he's for abortion. I'm not going to support him. It's not even true. They're hitting him from every angle with disinformation so people don't support him. And we should support anybody being attacked by the system, like this radio show, this / TV show. Folks need to support and buy the products and spread the word and not even so much defend us online when we're being attacked, but point out, hey, folks, these are most likely bots. Here's a link to mainstream news admitting they have government bots and corporate bots against the liberty movement. And here's Alex Jones covering real news. They don't want us to discuss this and then take over the conversation. They want to divert it into racism. In fact, we've tracked it with the IPs. You'll have the same bot responding and writing so fast it can't be a human, posting on 5 or 6 articles simultaneously at Infowars.com, saying N-word, 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 and then countering, going, you racist white, and it's the same bot just spreading racial fighting. In fact, we need to do reports on that. We need to actually show that. We need to really let people understand that when they're being hit with disinfo like that, that that's exactly what's happening, and just point out that it's a load of bull, and then we use their tactics, but not with deception. We go in and say, they're changing the subject. They're probably a bot. Here's a link to that. And here's the link to why they hate Alex Jones exposing cancer viruses in the vaccines or things like that. God bless you. Appreciate your call, Joe. Let's talk to Tobin in Maryland. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead.
I've had a bad year, and quite frankly, I don't want to really sound like I'm ranting, but if what's happened to me can happen to anybody else out there, there's the this is not America that I signed up for. It's
tell us what happened to you.
Three things. I own a small apartment building. For the very first time in 20 years, I evicted a tenant. Process because of the screwed up takes 5 months to get rid of them. During that period of time, the tenant nails the apartment for over $40,000, and all I get is a thank you. And oh, by the way, I'm responsible for tracking them down to try to get the money from them. The system is screwed up. The worst one is after 22 years of employment, I'm sitting
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in 70 seconds in the third hour. Inside IRS Whistleblower and more coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7860.